Here at God's Big Story, we know that your kids love reading and learning about Jesus. Well, today we've got something great for kids of all ages from our friends at Kaleidoscope.
Parents, maybe you've wondered, how does my child transition from storybook Bibles to full-length adult translations? You know, it's sort of that tricky second to fifth grade territory where they're not babies anymore, but they're also not quite ready for an adult translation.
That's where Kaleidoscope comes in. They take each book of the Bible and faithfully retell it in engaging kid-friendly chapter books, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And now they have really big news, like really big news. They are recording each of their books as audiobooks for Yodo players.
So go ahead and hop on their website at readkaleidoscope.com to check them out and maybe order a book or a Yodo card with 10% off using the code BIGSTORY.
Kaleidoscope, the new kid in kids' Bibles.
You're listening to God's Big Story, a podcast for kids. Every week, we teach the Bible, sing the Bible, and talk about what it means with a friend or two. I'm your host, Julie, and I'm here with my co-host, Matt.
Howdy, friends. Oh, sorry, Julie. Let me just make room for all my supplies here.
What is going on, Matt? You've made such a mess in here.
Well, I'm trying to make more than just a mess. I'm making art. I got inspired thinking about our next attribute, and I wanted to create the next masterpiece.
Okay, Picasso, get inspired and make something, but not before we talk about this episode's attribute, creator.
This season, we're learning all about God's attributes. An attribute is a word that tells us what someone or something is like.
Now remember, last episode we talked about how God is good. Do you remember what it means for God to be good?
Ooh, let me take a guess. G-O-D is G-O-O-D. That means that he is what is best and does what is best.
Good job, Matt. That's right.
What about our next attribute, creator? What does that mean?
Well, it means that God is creator. He made everything.
Everything?
You bet.
Wow, I am impressed. The only thing I seem to be able to make is this big mess. How in the world did God make everything?
I have an idea. I know someone who makes beautiful things for a living, and she can help us understand what it means for God to be creator. She's an artist. Let's say artist together.
Artist.
Did someone say artist?
Well, hello. It's our good friend Annie. Welcome to the show, Annie.
Thanks for having me, Julie and Matt. I'm really excited to help you brush up on some Bible knowledge.
Very punny, Annie. You're speaking my language with that joke.
Yeah, Annie. And you made that look so easel.
Oh, Julie from the bleachers. I am loving it.
Well, not only do you create good jokes, you're actually a professional artist. Can you tell us about that?
Happy to, Julie. Since I was a kid, I've always loved creating things. Whether painting, sculpting, or simply pencil drawings, nothing makes me happier than bringing beauty into the world.
I tried to draw an elephant once. It looked more like a rat with a tail for a nose.
Well, I'm proud of you for trying, Matt. As you discovered something, creating or making something beautiful can be hard. I've spent years practicing and growing my artistic abilities. And even after all that practice, there are still times when I make something and it doesn't turn out quite the way I pictured it in my mind.
Can you tell us about some of the things you've made that you're most proud of?
Ooh, I really like that question. Let's see. Oh, the first thing that comes to mind is a painting I did of the majestic Rocky Mountains. Have you heard of them?
Heard of them? I've explored them. They're one of my favorite places to visit in the U.S. There's a place in Colorado, my second favorite state, that feels like you're looking at a giant painting. It's so beautiful, it doesn't even seem like it could be real.
Ooh, I know exactly what you mean, Matt. That's what I think and feel when I'm trying to capture beauty in a painting. Creating art helps me think a lot about how God is creator.
Hold the paintbrush. You just said God creates and you create. That makes this a communicable attribute.
Ooh, that's right, Julie. God has given people made in his image the ability to create beautiful things, and we are like him in that way. But one thing that makes him God, not us, is that he creates things ex nihilo.
Ex nihilo? You're gonna have to unpack that one for us.
Sure thing. First, say it with me on the count of three. One, two, three.
Ex nihilo.
Good job. It means out of nothing and describes how God made everything in the heavens and the earth out of nothing. An artist uses things that already exist, like paint and canvas and brushes, and creates something new. God is different. He is so powerful. He can make things out of absolutely nothing. He doesn't need materials like a big mess that you've got going on here, Matt, to create.
That's amazing. Can he also make things disappear, like back to nothing? You know, like this mess, so I don't have to clean it up?
Nice try, but you're gonna have to take care of this one. And with that, I'm gonna have to Van Gogh back to my studio.
Van Gogh, I love it.
Annie, thanks so much for joining us and sharing what you know.
Of course. Oh, I hope this helps you learn even more as you hear from today's story from the Bible.
Our story today comes from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. It is from God and about God, and it is true. Let's pray and ask God to help us listen and understand his word. Dear God, thank you for your word. Thank you for Jesus, who is the truth, and for the Holy Spirit, who helps us understand who you are and what you have done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today, we're going to learn that God is creator by reading about the very first thing that happened in the Bible. In the very beginning, before there were people or animals or plants or sunshine, there was God. God has always existed. He was never created or made. He has always been there.
And the Bible says that in the beginning, before anything was, God created the heavens and the earth. That means everything. There isn't anything seen or unseen that God didn't make. Try it. Name anything, and God made it.
Anything?
Yep, anything.
Okay, snow.
God made it.
Lobsters.
God made them.
Watermelon.
God made those too.
Komodo dragons.
Whoa, God made it.
God is so wise and so powerful to have made all those things. Let's get an even closer look by reading from the Bible. If you're at home, open up your Bible with me. Our story today can be found in the Old Testament, the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. I'll give you a moment to find it. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Remember, it's okay to ask for help if you need it. And if you don't have a Bible with you right now, that's okay too. You can just listen closely. Okay, is everyone ready? Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters."
And he made everything simply by speaking. Can you point to your mouth? God didn't have to work hard or build anything to make his creation. He didn't have to gather together materials or make anything with his hands. Can you hold out your hands? That's right. God just said, "Let there be." And there was.
He just had to say the words, and it appeared. You and I don't have the power to do that. Only God does. Can I just say, "Let there be ice cream," and ice cream will appear? Or, "Let there be puppies," and puppies will appear? No. But God can say that, and it will appear.
When God made everything, he did it in a special order. In 6 days, he made everything. On the first day, hold up one finger, God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God said that the light was good.
On the second day, hold up two fingers, God said, "Let there be sky," and there was sky. And God said that the sky was good.
On the third day, hold up those three fingers, God said, "Let there be land and trees and plants." And there were land and trees and plants. There were big, strong trees that reached high in the sky and beautiful, colorful flowers that smelled sweet. God said that the land and the trees and the plants were good.
On the fourth day, hold up four fingers, God said, "Let there be a sun, stars, and a moon." And there was a big, bright sun, a moon, and so many sparkly stars. And God said the sun and the moon and the stars were good.
On the fifth day, hold up five fingers, that's a whole hand, God said, "Let there be fish and birds." And there were fish and birds. God filled the waters with tiny little guppies and big dolphins that jump and giant blue whales. He filled the skies with majestic eagles and tiny little hummingbirds who can flap their wings faster than you can imagine. God said that the fish and the birds were good.
And on the sixth day, hold up six fingers, God said, "Let there be animals." And all the animals appeared. Giant elephants, fluffy panda bears, jumping frogs, and tiny little ants. God said the animals were good.
But God wasn't done yet. On the sixth day, God had something very precious to make. Man. When God made man, he didn't just speak, point to your mouth, to make him. God used his hands, hold out your hands, to gather together some dust, and he formed the dust into the body of the man.
Then God breathed life into the man. Remember, everything God made was good, but God said that the man was very good. God made the man precious because God made him in his image, in his own likeness, and we call this the Imago Dei. The animals and plants and stars were all created good, but they were different than people, the man and the woman. God's people are precious to God.
Very precious. In fact, just one chapter after the creation story, in Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve sin and are separated from God, God makes a promise to one day send a Savior to rescue sinners. Can you say his name with me on the count of three? One, two, three.
Jesus! Amen to that. And back to our creation story. If you are listening closely, you notice that we have one more day to talk about. On the seventh day, hold up seven fingers, God rested. Now that doesn't mean he fell asleep or took a nap. No way, God never sleeps. It means that he had finished making everything. There was nothing left to make, so he stopped working.
God is creator. He made everything from nothing. Everything we can see and even things we cannot see. And everything God made was good. Just like him.
Hey parents, are you looking for an inspiring read for your little ones? Well, we've got something special for you. Introducing Kids in the Bible, a storybook Bible about God's children.
This new book by Caroline Saunders features a collection of 33 captivating stories from the Bible, all centered around kids, just like yours.
Ever wondered about the adventures of young Miriam, Samuel, or even a certain young Jesus? Kids in the Bible takes you on a journey through the lives of these remarkable children, showcasing how God's big plans unfold through even the smallest of us.
Each story is a treasure trove of courage, faith, and the boundless love of God. Whether it's a young warrior's bravery, or a girl who defies death, or the miraculous journey of a baby who changed the world forever, there's something for every young heart to connect with.
So parents, if you want your kids to discover the wonders of the Bible in a fun and engaging way, visit kidsinthebiblebook.com today.
Let your little ones be a part of God's special plan to bless the world.
You just heard God's word. Let's play a game to see what you've learned. We call it five seconds.
Wait. Oh, I've got this. Five second fly-through review.
Wow, that was great. Our friend Annie is back to play our game with us. Annie, tell us how to play.
All right. I'm going to ask you 5 questions, and you'll have just 5 seconds to think of the answer. And then, when the timer runs out, let's sing out our answers together and see if you got it right.
Okay, everyone. Are you ready?
Here we go.
Question number one. True or false? An attribute is a word that tells us what someone or something is like.
True!
Question number two. Fill in the blank. God is creator. God made
everything.
Question number three. Fill in the blank. An attribute of God that is also true of his people is called
communicable.
Question number four. True or false? Ex nihilo means out of nothing.
True.
And question number five. Last question. True or false? Some of the things God made weren't good.
False.
God saw everything he had made.
And he said that it was good. How did you do? Did you learn something new about God today from the Bible? Or were you reminded of something good, true, or beautiful that you already knew? Well, we hope so. But now it's time to live like it's true. This week, take some time appreciating what God has made. Find something in nature that you find beautiful or interesting and try to draw it like an artist would.
As we finish up our time together, let's worship God through a song that reminds us of God's attributes.
Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, unchanging, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. Our God is wise, generous, loving, and good, unchanging, creator, provider, holy, just, and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate, and merciful, attentive, and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy, only he deserves all glory. He is refuge, he is my place of safety. Deliverer, he rescues and redeems, we declare.
This is our faith, God.
Our God is wise, generous, loving and good and changing. Creator, provider, holy, just and glorious. Sovereign, compassionate and merciful, attentive and faithful, almighty, worthy, refuge, our deliverer. God is worthy, only he deserves all glory. He is refuge, he is my place of safety. Deliverer, he rescues and redeems, we declare.
This is our faith, God.
God is worthy.
Thanks for listening to God's Big Story. Today's story was just one of the stories in the Bible, which is really just one big story about one big God.
If you'd like to read more about how God is creator, you can turn to Genesis chapters 1 and 2 anytime and read it together as a family, maybe over dinner. For more information or details about the show, be sure to check out this episode's description.
And tune in next time to God's Big Story. We'll see you again real soon.
Bye!
Thank you.
Just a reminder that our friends over at Kaleidoscope are offering our listeners 10% off with the code BIGSTORY. That's all caps, big story.
That's right. And we put a link right in the show notes just for you. So head on over to readkaleidoscope.com and don't forget to use the discount code BIGSTORY.